nowadays, people do. A lot of people will go for one food and make two brachas. I don't like it. I personally, it's my personal opinion, because it, to me it sounds like you know, people want to get a, you know, beyotz all the shitters and like this. And I don't want to beyotz all the shitters and all that. It logically doesn't make sense that one food has two brachas. A food has a bracha. Two foods has two brachas, but one food has one bracha. So you have to decide, what is it? Is it the shakel? Is it the adoma? Is it mezonis? What is it? But it's unlikely. Like, you wouldn't take a chocolate cake apart and say that's the chocolate part and that's the flour and that's the dough and that's the chocolate. You don't take food just because that's identifiable, non-identifiable. Okay, so
you wouldn't think twice about making two broccoli.
You wouldn't think twice.
You definitely made two broccoli. You had a meat and potatoes.
Meat, because it's two foods. It's two foods. It's two food. Okay, but the fact that it's baked together makes into one food. It's one food. Why would you make two brachas on one food? So if it's two foods that come, one comes from the oven, one comes from the this, and one comes from that, two different dishes, you're going to make two brachas. It's two foods. But if it comes on one plate, then it's one food. I know there are people who don't, but I think that the starting point is that people are like scared and people are nervous. You're going to make shakel adoma, you're going to make a mezonis, you're going to make a this, you're going to make it that, just to be able to all of this. And that's not really the idea.
So if we say that the shepherd's pie is shakel,
yeah.
Then what if you don't do shakel soup, you won't make any broccoli at all on shepherd's pie?
Then it goes into the general rule that yes, if you make a shakel, you're going to be able to all the, that's the truth is we still have to cover more about this. It doesn't matter. If it's a toffle, that's what happens. Okay, our discussion is shepherd's pie. Okay, now I understand there's a few ways of making shepherd's pie, but let's talk about a conventional shepherd's pie, which has a lot of meat and a lot of potatoes. And the question is, what bracha is the right bracha on the shepherd's pie? So yesh oimrim that that it's what you're really doing is you're eating meat,
right.
And it's just a way of eating meat is together with the potatoes. It enhances the meat, and therefore the meat is the ikka, the potato is a toffel, and therefore you're going to make shahakud on it. Yesh oimrim that really what you're doing is it's actually just a nice way of having potatoes, and it's no, and therefore you're going to make hadom on it. And yesh oimrim that actually you should separate it and make two brachas.
Well, the potatoes are going to be mashed anyway, so you can't really make hadom on mashed potatoes.
Okay, so say it's not mashed enough that it's that you're gonna go to.
No,
Shabbos pie. Okay, excuse my ignorance.
Potato gratin with beef underneath it.
Right, well then
potato
you
beef, potato gratin.
If you with proper actual beef, then it's gonna show gold because the beef's gonna work more.
Beef's the acre,
isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
He's with me on this.
Yeah. Okay. So right.
Same with the fruit salad.
Fruit salad. Well, which scenario are you talking about?
Grapes and melon and fruit salad.
Yeah. Okay, fruit salad. You're gonna have ho'etz on it and adom on it, mixed together. So there, I would look at it. Also, I personally, I wouldn't start separating things and making different brachas. I'll look at it. What am I eating over here? What am I eating? Okay, so it depends on the actual salad. You look at it. What is the, over here? The main. What are you actually eating?
Yeah.
On the first, you mean, and that's going to be kever, what is the ikka, what is the toffel, or every spoon you're going to look and make a different bracha, right? No, I hear that. I really hear that. I can hear that. That's going to defining what is the. But let me double check about fruit salad. It's true. I'm not very original when it comes. Let me check. Yeah.
I mean, if you've got shivas minim, I don't know if that makes a difference here, but in terms of ikra and tuffle, does that make a difference?
No.
Then some would be
right. Yeah. No, but the roiv also, roiv is not necessarily kever, because sometimes you have something which is much more choshev, and even if it's the minority as far as volume and quantity is concerned, but if it's mamash more choshev, say, I mean, the shepherd's pie, yeah? So say somebody really looks at it as the meat, yeah? Okay, I can really hear that. But it's a bit more, it's 52% potatoes. It won't make a difference because what you're really doing is you're eating the meat.
Is it subjective? Or are we saying...
That's a good question. I don't think it's subjective. I don't think so. It's a good hour. You also asked if it's mamash. I don't think you look at it as an individual. I think you look at it as what generally people look at it. But I'm not 100% sure about that, but I think so.
After the Second World War, when they were still rationing, there were some fruits which were incredibly hard to get hold of, like oranges. So if you suddenly, like right after Armistice Day, got a fruit salad with orange segments in it, then that would be really hosher because you just couldn't get oranges, and now you can get oranges.
Yep. Yeah, well, that probably that. I hear that it's subjective according to the social environment. Yeah, I hear that, but it's not going to be subjective according to each individual. I don't think it's that covered. Good.
Why would you say shakol and mashed potato? I would say adoma mashed potato.
Right, so that's a discussion we had earlier about mashed potato.
But you can recognise that as potato. Where else would it be?
Yeah.
It's just it's been mashed perfectly.
Sometimes you can't tell the difference between powdered mashed potato and really good whipped mashed potato if it's done.
Who in your house?
No, I'm saying, you can get high-quality powdered mashed potatoes, and you can get...
Yeah, okay, that...
If you didn't make it yourself, then you don't necessarily know.
You don't necessarily know, yeah. Okay, there's an interesting shaila. Be in line with what you're discussing now. Ikan Toffel, there is a person who's having coffee with cake. The question is... would you argue that one is an ikka and one a toffel? For instance, a person is having the cake, and you could argue that really what he's doing by having the tea or the coffee is really to enhance the eating of the cake. He's like a bit thirsty now because of the cake. The cake is being enhanced, the eating of the cake is being enhanced by having his hot drink. If you say that, then the bracha is going to be, you're going to make him a zoinus, and therefore, you're going to, it's going to be a, the hot drink is going to be a toffel, and you won't make a bracha on it. Is this true or untrue? Correct or not correct? And why?
I'd say that no hot drink is ever going to be toffel, because it's a chashiv.
Yeah. Does everybody hear that? It's got chashivas in its own. The hot drink has got chashivas in its own, and therefore it's not going to be toffel, it's going to be an ikka and ikka.
It's not mixture.
So the fact that it's mixture, we had a Mishnah Berurah saying that they could even be oimed b'fnei atzmon, if they are separate entities, it could still be an ikka and toffel. You could have ikka and toffel. Yeah, absolutely, right? Yeah. Yeah. And nevertheless, you could be an ikka and toffel. So the fact that they oimed b'fnei atzmon, that doesn't really matter. But nevertheless, they do speak about it. It goes so far, they actually speak about it. But the maskana is that when you're having a hot drink and you're having a cake, although you're having the hot drink to enhance the cake, nevertheless, it does deserve its own bracha. And the reason is, it's interesting, the reason is that it's looked at ikka and ikka. It's not something, what you're really doing is you could see somebody, this person is not a complete toffel to the mezonos. He's having two food items over here. He's having two items. It's not looked as a toffel and an ikka, it's looked as two ikkim, an ikka and ikka. Hence, one will make two brachas. Yeah. So, since it's looked at two food items, therefore you're going to make two brachas on it. So not as it's looked as two. You're really doing two things over here. You're having a hot drink and you're having a mezonos, and therefore you can make two brachas. Okay, let us continue with the Ramah on page 250, and move on and hopefully finish the siman. Yesh oimim, some say. Yesh oimim im atofel chaviv alav. If a tofel is very liked, he really likes the tofel a lot. He makes a bracha on it, and afterwards he makes a bracha on the ikka. So this is an interesting Ramah. Can somebody think of a typical case of ikka and toffel? You know what? A spread on the... Okay, you had a cracker and you had a spread on the cracker. What would be a good spread? Let's talk about... Shakel spread. Chocolate. So like my to all the, I'm saying he takes a cracker and he would. That's what he would do. He would just lick off the chocolate, right? So for him, no doubt, the ikka is a chocolate. No, well, I wouldn't say the ikka. What he likes the most is the chocolate. The cracker is just enables him to have the chocolate kind of thing. So now, what happens if you have an ikka and a toffel, like this scenario, and the chaviv is the toffel? So licking off the chocolate as an example. Do you therefore now make correctly, because you like so much the chaviv, and you don't particularly like the ikka, would you therefore make now the shahakol, because that's the chaviv, that's what you like, although it's a toffel or not? Comes the Ramah, and he says, Yesh oimim, some say, im a toffel chaviv olav. If the toffel is what you really like, mevoich olav, yes! When you lick the chocolate, you make a bach on it. Fascinating. We'll be another example. Say that again.
Pasta with melted cheese.
You're going to go for the melted cheese.
But people don't do that, though.
Oh, very good. But the Ramah would. Mevoich olav, v'arkech mevoich leike. Yes, you make a brach on the toffel, because that's what you like. We'll be an example for you. Where you...
If I had melted cheese, what?
Melted cheese on macaroni. Mezoines. So the Ramah says, if you really like the cheese, you're going to make the brach on the cheese. But the Mishnah Berurah says, no. Doesn't go that way. They ask many questions on that, and it doesn't really stand. This pshat doesn't really stand. Umasik amogen avram, and amogen avram paskens halacha lemaisa ledine de ein chiluk bazeh, and he makes no difference as to whether you like it more, you like it less. Either way, you're looking at the ikka, making the bracha on the ikka, even if you don't like it as much. Yeah. So according to Mishnah Berurah, Mogen Avraham, it doesn't make a difference what you like. Most you look at the ikka, you ignore what you like more, what you like less. According to Ramah, say that again. No, if you only like it, don't need the spread. So what would be the example? Right. So yeah, that would be the Ramah would send you go on the toffel because that's what you like. Right. Okay. Har continues the Ramah. Har the mevachin al ikka. For point is that fele that we make a brach on the ikka and we exempt the toffel. Hainu, that is shoich lam b'yachad. You're eating them together. Oi, or shoich ha ikka tchila. They're eating the ikka first. Avoli moichel at toffel tchila. But if you're eating the toffel first, kugoin such as shiroitze lishtos, he wants to drink. Veroitze, and he wishes lechol to eat tchila first. Kedei shalo yishtali bereikone. But he wants to eat first so that he doesn't just drink on an empty stomach. Oi, oh, shoich garine, gudigunyes, lematik ashtia, or he's eating some garine, some seeds, some sweet seeds, that's exactly what they are, to sweeten the drinking, so he's eating that before. Mevoich ala oichel tchila, makes a brach on the food first, afal pi, although, shu tofel ashtia, although it's tofel, is secondary to the drinking, ve'eina mevoich olav, and it doesn't make a brach on, rak shak, hoil vu tofel edavache. So that's an interesting remote. The remote tells us the following concept. What happens if you have an ikker and a toffel? You have an ikker and a toffel. So normally we say the bracha goes on the ikker. However, what would be the halacha, questions the Ramah, if you have an ikker and a toffel, and normally you make a bracha on the ikker, but over here, you're eating the toffel first. So you're stuck. What are you going to do? You're having an ikker and a toffel, but you're eating the toffel first. So what are you going to do now? What are you going to do now? So the case that he brings is actually a very extreme case, which is a case of somebody drinking. He wants to actually drink something. I said it's an interesting, it's a very extreme example. Somebody really wants to drink something, but he doesn't want to drink on an empty stomach. If he's just going to go and drink now, he's going to drink on an empty stomach. That's no good for him. So therefore, what he's eating something prior to drinking, and the only reason why he's eating is to enable himself to drink something. So that eating is actually a toffel eating. So normally you would say you don't need to make a bracha on that because it's the toffel. Yeah, we're talking about shakel. So you don't need to make a bracha on that because the only reason why you're eating it is because you want to drink something. So it's a toffel. But however, since chronologically you're having it first, says the Ramah, that therefore you're going to make the bracha on the tofel first. So we're learning that if you're having the tofel before the ikar, you may, and you should, make a bracha on the tofel first, if that is the order of eating. It's interesting again, because again we're learning over here, the assert that the Torah never tells you, if that's the normal order, Torah wouldn't tell you to have a different, the Shulchan Aruch is not going to tell you to eat in a different order. Which is very interesting. It's very interesting. The Lomdus here is very interesting. The Shulchan Aruch is never going to tell you to eat in a different order. If that is the regular order of eat, that's what you want to eat now, so eat the tofel first. So you know, and make a bracha on that. And you'll be out to the, you'll be out to the ikar. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good question. Very good question. Normally we take it don't. What's the answer to this question? It's a very good question. Shoyel tzilish to rutz lechol tchilk de lish de libre ikona. Ach, der Toffel geht in der Matik, so ich kann schon, ach, als neun, ach, ach, sei es, laufe ich. I don't know the answer. It's a very good question. I do not know the answer. Generally, Taki said that you can't. It's very interesting. I don't know the answer. Yeah. Good, so the ice cream is a very interesting shaila because that's, it's a, how do you look at it? Do you look at it as the ikka being the cone or the ikka being the ice cream? Is it just a way of holding the,
yeah.
Is it a way of holding the ice cream? Is the cone a way of holding the ice cream or is the cone really what you're trying to get to and it's just a way to get to the cone? Now we have to ask the experts. Ice cream is the main thing. It's the ice cream. The cone is just a way of holding it. Yeah? Is that the consensus? Okay, so if that's the case, then we look at the ice cream being the main thing. So that's the ikka. So you don't have to make a broch on the. Yeah. So chocolate. Oh, I see. Yeah, good. Choshev, absolutely. Absolutely. So you are saying, so you're going to eat. So because assume that you have a. So you want to know that since you're eating the tofel first, but you should make a bracha on a tofel. Yeah, okay, let's think of it. Maybe slightly less controversial example. Beef burger, which is on in a mizonis, let's say. It's in a mizonis. Right. So normally what's the ikka, what's the tofel? The beef is the ikka. And the bread around it is a tofel, is the mizonis. Okay. So now you're going to eat, if you eat first the... You can make the mezonos, right? Yeah, yeah. So the example that he says over here, the other example that he brings, the Shulchan Aruch's other example, she'ochel garine gudgonios lematek ashtir. You're eating, you're reading, or you're drinking. You're drinking something. You're drinking something, but you're eating those garine gudgonios, something sweet lematek ashtir. So you're having a drink, which is quite a bitter drink, and prior to drinking that bitter drink, you're having some sweet items which you're eating, and you're gonna make shakel on it. You're gonna make shakel on it because that's chronologically what you're eating first. It's a tofel, but you're eating it first. And Shulchan Aruch says ve'einim avoychal of rak shakel hulvul tofel et avoaches. You can make shakel on it. So in your case, in Rabbi Feingold's case of the beef burger, although generally you'd make mezonos on bread, obviously, but here since it's the tofel to the burger, it's shakel. So you're going to make a shehakol, and you're going to eat that. Or what was your example, the other example that we had? Ikatov, for example, ice cream. Okay, ice cream is a bit controversial, I'm going to leave that out. Truth is, beef burger is also a little bit, because if you're sheer kviyas suda, it's going to get a bit more complex. But yeah.
Pizza, everyone's having it for the cheese and sauce, not the dough.
Does anybody agree to that? The pizza you're having for the cheese? I would agree that you look at it as a pizza.
You definitely go for a deep pan over a thin crust, personally. So that means you go for bread as well as the cheese.
Yeah, it's a good idea, absolutely. Yeah. Yes. Good Ha'ora. Good Ha'ora. But nevertheless, the point that Shulchan Aruch is making over here, that whatever happens, once it becomes a tofel, you make that bracha on the tofel, and you make the bracha on the tofel of whatever the ikkah is. Let's think, there must be a better example. I don't know, I haven't any example. What could be? Soup and croutons. Okay. That's actually, yeah, absolutely. So let's say a person who's eating it completely, so you're eating it in public, let's say, okay? So you're eating only a little bit of croutons, and it's clearly a tofel to the soup. So if you're taking the first spoonful, so you're only going to make shakel on the soup, agreed? Only shakel on the soup, you're not going to make a mazonis on the croutons, okay? Are we agreeing on that? Okay, so let's say you're taking the first spoon, you're about to make shakel, and then you notice that the spoon actually has hardly any soup on it. Okay, because you took from the top. Okay, let's say, whatever. So now, really, the question is going to be, do you need to make mezonis on this now? Because you're looking at a spoon, you have got 98% mezonis and 2% soup. So, what bracha do you make? Said Shulchan Aruch here, that's the Chiddush Shulchan Aruch here, Rabbi Yisai. That's the Chiddush Shulchan Aruch. You do not have to hesitate. You can make a shakel without reservation. Because this is what Shulchan Aruch is teaching us over here. That it doesn't make a difference the order of what you're happening. If this item is looked at as a shahakoil, if it's an ikatofel case, if it's an ikatofel shaila, then what happens is that the whole food is looked at as a one unit. So fine, whatever boch it is, it is. Don't look at it as a spoonful. What can be another example of that? There must be.
I've definitely heard that you make separate
croutons. Yeah, okay. There is, I know. Yeah, so with croutons. With croutons, there are people. There are people. They're gonna take croutons. They're gonna make mezonis on the croutons, not the shakel on the soup. Yeah, there are people out there who do it. What is their starting point? I'm not sure. I know why some people will do it. Some people will be very honest with themselves. And they, looking at it, is the croutons really a tofel or not? And they're going to say, actually, it's not so posh that it's a complete tofel. They know they're going to eat during the meal, they're going to eat more mezonis. They're roiz and oiland. I wouldn't make mezonis on croutons per se. But if I know that there's going to be plenty of mezonis coming later, the main dish or whatever it is, there's going to be more mezonis coming. So then I hear people who are going to take a handful of croutons when nobody's looking, they're going to make mezonis in it with in mind the mezonis that's coming later, and you're going to make shakel on the soup. Okay, so I hear that. Because, okay.
Once it's in the bowl, there's no way.
I personally can't understand it. I personally don't understand it. Yeah. The Mishnah Berurah does say over here a chumrah. It's a chumrah, but it must be mentioned. The Mishnah Berurah mentions that in Seif Katan, the last few words of Seif Katan Yud, it's a chumrah, but it's worthwhile emphasizing and stressing it. The last few words, he says, Lechatchila toiv limnoya legamrim lechol hatofel kodem leker. Lechatchila, ideally, toiv, it is proper, limnoya, to refrain, to avoid, legamre, altogether, melechol, to eat hatofel, the secondary, koidem, before, leiker the iker. So if you can avoid biting into the mezonis before into the beef, if you can avoid it, it's better. If you take the first spoonful, try to push away the mezonis, try to eat the soup before the croutons, if you can. So you make a shakel in better confidence. It's a lechatchila, it's a chumra, but it's something which is normally, it's not a big deal to try to arrange. It's not a big deal. What can be another example, Rabbi Yisai, of an ikan toffle, you're first biting into the toffle? There must be plenty of examples out there. Rabbi Yisai, an ikan toffle shaila, and you normally would end up biting into the toffle first. Must be chocolate. I'm trying to think of a chocolate.
The ice cream one where you pounce it on the corner first, maybe.
Yeah.
If the corner's on the
very good. Absolutely. Yeah. So here again, you've got. Well, there's the same bracha there.
Well, the
corner's designed. Ah, the corner. Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, correct. Yeah, Okay, good. So that's, that would be another example. So that the aside being that you're going to make first, if you can avoid, so normally a kartoffel, yes, if you bite into it first, you can make brach on the kartoffel. However, chatchil try to avoid it. Finally, just to finish off Siv Beis. Mekachas, it's like a kind of, mekachas sheminichin al rikikin dakin. Mekachas really is like a kind of spice, or like a kind of drug, like a kind of, yeah, basically spices, mekachas. Shemenichin al rikikin dakin, they had a kind of like blintzes, or kind of wafer, rikikin dakin, like pancakes, and you'd put on it, like a bit of spices on it, not spices, it's more like something, but it's really like, it's really a mekachas, a kind of drug. In this particular case over here, although you've got the rekikin, which is wafers, but the spices on top, or the drug on top, that's really what you're trying to eat over here. It's just a way of holding it. I don't have the equivalent nowadays. It's not like the chocolate pancake. It's not like that. Because over there you're really obviously eating the pancake. Over here it's not really like that. Over here the mekachas is really something what you're really trying to eat. That's really what you're trying to eat. I don't know if it's a medical purpose for it. Because not sure. It's more like that's really what you're trying to eat. Yes, the wafer, the blintzes over here is tofel. Because really they're not trying to eat this wafer at all with a tree. They're not the blintzes. Really what they're trying is the top. That's really what they're aiming to eat. And therefore you're going to make a brachos on mekachas, and not on the wafer, which is mezonis. You're not going to make mezonis on it. So that's, again, in line with the ikar tofel halachas that we discussed. Just to recap what we covered tonight. We spoke about, even if you've got ikar and tofel, which the tofel is what you really like the most, it's chaviv. Nevertheless, you're looking at it as a conventional ikar and tofel child. You ignore the fact that it's chaviv. We spoke about the concept of the if you're eating and you're eating something in the order of the tofel being eaten first, you can still confidently make a bracha on the ikar, although the tofel is being eaten first. And we spoke about the mekachas case, which is very much in line with everything discussed earlier. Okay, good evening, Abayisa.